RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we return from that three-minute sponsors break, Mary and I are about to take you back to Maui for a special conversation that we had, and we've decided to make it today's personal connection segment of the show, which is sponsored by AMA Waterways River Cruises.
An award-winning river cruise line, AMA Waterways puts the love in everything they do. Expect to be treated to luxury experiences throughout Europe, Asia, Africa, and South America, all highlighted by outstanding service and amenities.
AMA is also known for their locally sourced dining experiences, along with a variety of included excursions. So check out AMAWaterways.com for all their itineraries and specials, or as always, go to RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right. 2 weeks ago, Robert and I broadcasted this show live from the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort as we put a wrap to our week-long, very special Let's Go America Tour Maui. We felt it was really important to get back to that island that we love and focus the power and reach of this program to positively impact people and local businesses who were all affected by the fires of August 8th. And Robert, I think it's fair to say that we're really proud of the many ways that we were able to touch the people of Maui via the show.
Hearing from people.
Yeah, absolutely. We've heard from a lot of you. And, you know, we really want to thank all of you who stepped up and felt connected to it and did your own part by buying locally made products from various businesses on the island. And we also want to thank all of you who've now made donations to the various charities or local organizations on the island via MauiNuiStrong.info. Now, what makes a visit to Maui really different than, let's say, somewhere here in the continental U.S., we think, is really the Hawaiian history and all of the culture that you're going to experience. The day before our September 30th broadcast occurred, we spent 30 minutes or so sitting down with the cultural programming manager and leadership educator, Kalei Uwe Ko'olani, who also actually helped us open both hours of the September 30th broadcast with a traditional oli. Here's a portion of our conversation with Kalei.
That's what I love about my wife. I know. Exactly. All right. Kalei, so Hawaii is America's 50th state, but, you know, the island chain, it stands alone when it comes to rich culture and rich history. That's something that most Hawaiians, they want to make sure that they don't lose or have it fade away. I want you to talk with us about, you know, the importance and value you see in bringing all kinds of Hawaiian culture and experiences to guests here at the Grand Wailea.
Sure. We have many opportunities for guests to participate in experiences, activities. We try to bring a wide range of them. One of the main reasons is to be able to perpetuate our culture so our guests can take away an educational experience more than just coming to make that memory with us.
Just give us a quick idea of a few. We're going to go into the ocean with you tomorrow at 5:45 a.m. for something very special. But you give cultural tours.
Absolutely.
You do crafts.
Yes.
Ukulele lessons.
Absolutely. Hula lessons, lohala weaving, coconut weaving, ohe kapala, bamboo stamping. And you said my favorite cultural tour. We do a botanical tour and my Ealae sunrise experience once a month.
Yeah. So, Kalei, last time we spoke on air in 2021, we talked about how much personal pride you have for what you do here in developing and leading these programs mm-hmm. for the guests on property. You're in our personal connection segment today. So I'd like to know what you would like or hope that visitors really connect with that they're going to have and take with them long after their stay on Maui or their stay at the Grand Wailea.
Yeah, I hope that visitors have an open mind and open heart and they are able to truly feel aloha here, that they are able to understand what that means and allow themselves to take it in and also take it back to where they live so that they're able to share what aloha really means in our island.
So I was going to ask you that at the end, but let's just stick with that sentiment for a minute here. Go ahead and share, you know, I think the aloha spirit, so many people who've been to Maui, it is something that you do sort of have to experience to truly understand what it means. But I think a lot of people listening mm-hmm. have heard about aloha. Mm-hmm. Why don't you describe, though, the essence of what aloha
yes.
is and the spirit?
Yes, I love this question. Aloha is more than just love, hello, and goodbye. Aloha is just shared experience. It's something that you feel. It's something that touches your heart. Someone does something out of the goodness of their heart without any intentions of expecting something back. And in order for someone to be able to understand what aloha means, you as a person have to be able to want to receive aloha. You have to be able to want to let me open your door. Let me carry your bags. Let me do something for you out of the kindness of my heart. That is aloha. It's that everlasting experience that you feel when you leave here.
I'm going to take you in a completely different direction based on that. I want to talk about luau's.
Mm.
All right.
Yes.
Some people who haven't been to Hawaii, they may think that they're touristy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a lot of fun. You know, there's great music, great food, a lot of food. You know, we've enjoyed the one here at the Grand Wailea mm-hmm. with our sons during a previous visit. Do you think they're also another way to share the important cultural stories that people need to come and they'll have a better understanding of Hawaii and all that goes on here through a luau?
Yeah, absolutely. I've said this before. Luau is an entertainment, but it's also a little bit of education. Every luau that you attend is always going to be different. Grand Wailea in particular has a very unique and special story. The story that we've dedicated our luau is based on Paiahu, which is the Ahupua'a or land division that this property sits in. And so our story tells about the journey of our people in this area. Every luau that you go to is going to tell a different story. They can be educational, they can be entertainment, but most importantly, I think it's a true treat to visit multiple luau. That way you get a different experience, not just the entertainment, maybe the food and the music as well.
Kalei, let's talk about the Hawaiian term malama. Am I saying it correctly? Malama?
Malama.
Malama. So I want to read a quote of yours.
Yes.
We are guests here on land mm-hmm. just as much as visitors are here on land. So mm-hmm. it's important we all continue with malama. Take care of water, mm-hmm. take care of the land, and all the things that have come before us.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work that into and weave that into the programs here? How do you support that sentiment?
Yeah, most importantly, we support that by being as sustainable as we possibly can. For instance, one of my favorite things to do is lei making. Not the flower lei making that you get, but it's called our tea leaf lei making in the style of hilo. And it's basically taking tea leaf that we have on our property. So we're helping our landscapers and we're creating an experience based off of what we have around us. So now we've also incorporated kind of this sustainable product that we have, turning it into an experience, creating this full circle of, you know, what grows on our land here.
And I wanted to ask you, we have a little bit of time here. I said we're going into the ocean with you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a brief taste of what that will be like.
Yes. Ia'ala'e Sunrise Experience is done once a month and is based on the Hawaiian lunar calendar. We try to do it around the full moon in Hawaiian. That's the Mahialani moon. So we are very close to that Mahialani moon, and it's all based on the intentions, the energy, and what we look to cleanse our internal bodies for this experience.
Well, 5:45 a.m., since Mary and I were still on the New York time, we don't seem to get off of that. That'll be nothing for us with the six-hour difference. You know, before we wrap this, you know, you get to enjoy this special property every mm-hmm. day when you come to work. You know, the Grand Wailea, for folks that have not been here,
yes.
it's a resort that we're surrounded by water. There's water that runs throughout the property. There are lush tropical plants, fruit mm-hmm. trees, native flowers. I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's just plain and simple.
Yes,
it's a beautiful
absolutely.
Place. So do you have, you know, a special spot or maybe an area that you particularly enjoy or you connect with?
Yes, I love this question. My favorite spot on property is the Wailea Seaside Chapel. If you have never been there, you must go in there today. The Wailea Seaside Chapel is on the Hina side of our property, so it's on the more feminine energy side of our property, and I always tell our team, you don't have to be religious to appreciate it. It's a beautiful piece of art done by Yvonne Chang, and it tells a story, but it also, it's just the way that it's the way that the light reflects into it. It's got the best AC on our property.
Everyone's been telling us that, correct?
I mean, it's hot right now, you yeah. know? So yeah. I try to go into our chapel at least once a week. It's also a space that allows us to kind of decompress as well, taking a moment. So that's my favorite.
And really quick on that, do you help people that might be coming here for weddings to help incorporate cultural experiences into their weddings?
We can, absolutely.
You can, okay.
Yeah.
Kalei, it has been an absolute pleasure, as always, speaking with you today. I'm sure that all the guests that come across you and go through the programs with you really appreciate all that you do here. So thank you for all that you do here in developing and putting together these really important and significant cultural programs.
My pleasure. In Hawaiian, we say no'u kahau oli, which means my pleasure. It's another way to say thank you in Hawaiian, a little bit more elevated.
Well, thank you. I'll go with what I know how to pronounce. Aloha and mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Take care.
You know, folks, of all the people we've met at the Grand Wailea over the years, Kalei is certainly someone we've enjoyed staying connected with. And as you heard firsthand in that interview, she has such a personal connection to Hawaii, the island of Maui, and its culture and history. Again, the website to help the people and businesses of Maui or buy locally made products is MauiNuiStrong.info. All right, we are quickly approaching our next sponsors break. Up next, Rudy's going to explore cemetery travel for Halloween. RJ's racing right behind him with the open road as Tom Cotter's going to join him on the show hotline. And Mary and I will be back to discuss cooking on vacation with show friend Elaine Glusek. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.